There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. And that's repeated again in Judges chapter 21 verse 25. Now this is like a summary sentence right at the end of the book. Chapter 21 verse 25. The last sentence of the book, the last sentence of the last chapter of the book of Judges is a summary of the entire book. It says in verse 25, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That is a remarkable summary of the whole book of Judges. Now, here's the thing about rightness in a Christian life. If everyone did what was right in their eyes, surely rightness would be among the people and righteousness will be. Nay. They went astray. You know why? We are not capable of doing what is right in our own eyes. That is why we need the Bible. In Israel, God warned them, if ever you have a king, one of the first things the king had to do was he had to write out the entire book of Moses by longhand. And then he must read it regularly. Because he doesn't want a king to do what is right in his own eyes. Now here's the interesting thing about the practical Christian life. From last week, we talked about conscience. Remember we talked about how there are different levels of conscience? And we illustrated 1 Corinthians 8, Romans chapter 14. How each one, some are weaker in conscience, some stronger. Now, if we all have different degrees of conscience, that means we will all sense right and wrong to different degrees. It's a consequence of that. That means that, like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 8, he says, it is right for one who understands that an idol is nothing, and he eats the idol food, it won't affect him. But another person who thinks that the idol has power, his conscience is so weak that he thinks it's wrong. In his mind, this is consciousness, his mind is working. And his mind says it's wrong. And his heart says it's wrong. His conscience says it's wrong. And then he go ahead and eat it because somebody ate it. Straight away, for him it was wrong. Now, isn't that interesting? We are in a situation where the world is trying to push the philosophy called situational ethics. Right for one person, wrong for the other. Now, we know that doesn't work. Because situational ethics needs a standard. If everyone come up with their own standard, the world is in a chaos. It's just like we all have to have an international standard where red traffic lights are stopped. Yellow is get ready to stop. For Kevin, go faster a bit. And green is go. And what happens if your next door country decides that red is go, green is stop, and yellow, well, get ready to do whichever? You'll be in trouble. Thank God that's an international standard. And Australia is not close to any other country, but if you are living in Europe or one of the Asian countries, and you drive your car, and you just go next door. Yeah, okay. And suddenly all the rules are different. We all be chaotic. So there are international standards, there are international law, so there has to be standards. And in the world, the problem with the world today, they don't have a moral code. Countries that have a Christian basis try to follow the Christian moral code or the Judaistic moral code of the Ten Commandments, which is, thank God for that. And of course, democracy sometimes function without a moral code, which is dangerous. If 90% of the people decide what is right and wrong, it is the same as the book of Judges. And what is happening here in the book of Judges, which is happening everywhere in society, is when everyone does what is right in their own sight, it's all going to be wrong. So for Christians, we ask a question, is it then right for us to say, now that we are redeemed, now we are enlightened, now that we are born again, oh, now we can go around doing what is right in our own eyes? We still can't, because in 1 Corinthians 8 and Romans 14, our conscience are still all differing. And you know what God said in the Bible? He even warned against those things. Well, let's read some other things here. In Proverbs chapter 12, let's look at the book of Proverbs for a while. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 15. Proverbs 12 verse 15. It says, talk about consciousness and rightness. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. So if for example, some measure of foolishness, if we say, hey, we are not fools, we are all wise, but then we all may have foolishness to a different degree in different areas of our life. In the particular area where we act like fools, in your mind, in my mind, in our mind, we think that it is right. But then it could be wrong. And here's the question. If that is so, can we trust our own thinking? No. Because there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is destruction. And that is Proverbs 14, verse 12. Look at that. Just two chapters up the road. 14, verse 12. And while I sneeze, I get Kevin to read that out. Thank you. So there's a warning that tells us just wanting to do right and seeking to do right doesn't make us right. And you know, most of the time when Christians get together, the first thing they do, let's do what is right. That doesn't make it right. Do you know, isn't it strange? Just wanting to do right doesn't make it right. Because you can be doing right by your own mind. Because every man did what was right in his own eyes. So we could be doing what is right in our own eyes. And it is still wrong. Something is not right just because we say it is right. Or we think it is right. Something is right and wrong because God says it is right or wrong. We have to admit it. We humans have no capacity to say what is right and wrong. We need to be taught all our lives. And in Proverbs 21, verse 2, same thing here, but just to enhance what the Word of God is saying. Proverbs 21, verse 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. So these are so many verses that keep telling us that what is right in our own eyes, in our own mind, doesn't make it right. No wonder the Bible has verses that say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not, I repeat, lean not, I repeat a third time, lean not onto your own understanding. We are told, and this is a practical issue of Christian life, too many Christians make decisions based on their mind, their logic, and all their capacity. If that is true, then the higher IQ we have, the greater we can live the Christian life. And that is a false statement. Because God has to be fair. If rightness and righteousness depend on our IQ level, tell you there are a lot of people who are in trouble. Rightness and righteousness doesn't have to do with our capacity for logic, analyzing, reasoning, because the mind that believes that it is right has a thousand reasons. The only thing IQ and intellectual capacity can do is to give you more reasons for whatever you want to do. That's the only thing it can do for you. So don't trust logic, don't trust your mental power, because the Bible didn't say, he who has the greatest mental power shall last till the end. Did not say that. But here's a warning. In the world, it is that way. In case we don't realize that. Out in the world, they value logic, reasoning. Now, I'm not against those things. But I'm saying that logic, reasoning must be subservient to the Word of God. I believe in reasoning because God says, come, let us reason together. I believe in reasoning because Paul reasoned in a synagogue. I believe in reasoning because the Apostle Paul's teaching are all based on reasoning. And reasoning is important because it is part of the process of converting our mind. Because when you believe something and when you have a reason behind the belief that is in line with the Word, it makes you more powerful and stronger. Amen. Your conviction is much more powerful. But we need to place reason in its right box. Don't put the cart before the horse. Don't put the carriage before the engine of a train. Put it behind the engine that goes choo, 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 choo. Train seems to be dying. Let's give it a bit more power. Choo, choo, choo. The choo, choo train that goes, the engine should be your spirit man. And your heart, which is established by the Word of God. So the next time you make a decision, don't use logic alone. Use logic by all means, but don't use it as a first basic base. First thing you do is pray. Ask God, Father God, show me what is right and wrong. Teach me. Make my heart more sensitive to what is right and wrong. And he may take time to do it, but he will. So what should we do? How do we approach the whole subject? Well, let's look first at the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 8. Let's listen to what God says. Deuteronomy, chapter 12, verse 8. Do you know that God already warned them about the book of Judges or living like the Judges? He said in Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 8. Let's read it. Let's read it together. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. And that is what God came to save us out from. Before they had the commandments, before Moses came along, and sadly, after Joshua came along, the people did what was right in their own eyes. And God says, the difference, what the Ten Commandments that He gave and all the commandments He gave was to make a difference. That no longer will they live by what is right in their eyes. They will live by saying, what did God say about it? Now, it's given in verse 25. You read chapter 12 and you read on up to verse 25. It says, you shall not eat it, that it may go well with you, and your children after you, when you do what is right in the sight of the Lord. So the principle of practical Christianity is not doing what is right in our own eyes. It is doing what is right in the eyes of the Lord. And believe me, sometimes doing what is right in our own eyes is wrong in the eyes of the Lord. our conviction of it being right